الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our silsila, Sunnahs and Etiquettes, in which today, inshallah, we're going to talk about the Sunnahs and the Islamic manners of eating. Eating is something that is our need. We eat twice, three times, maybe four times a day. And it is something that we have to do in order to live. How good would it be that this action that we need to do every single day, but if we learned and we did this according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this action of eating of ours would be a means for us of gaining reward as well. So it is with that intention that we're here before you today with this silsila, so that we can all learn what is the sunnah method of eating and some etiquettes regarding eating as well. Make the intention that whatever we learn, we're going to try to act upon it. And inshallah, whatever we learn, we're going to try to pass it on to other people as well. Regarding eating, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah, the founder and leader of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadari Razavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he has written a book, Islamic Manners of Eating, in the Urdu language, Adab-e-Ta'am, which is a chapter from his world-renowned book, his masterpiece known as Fazan-e-Sunnah. And from that chapter, he has written a particular subheading of the Madani Pearls of Eating, which contains many sunnats, many adab as well. So inshallah, in this silsila today, we're going to go through some of them. So inshallah, at the start, I'm going to mention them. And then once I've mentioned some of them, I'll give the brothers here the opportunity, and also Madani channel viewers at home as well, to see how many of those you can remember and how many of those we can then implement the next time we eat. So number one, it states that we should make good intentions prior to consuming food. One should eat with righteous intentions of attaining strength and energy to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. However, it's important to mention here that you can only have this intention really, and it can be true if you eat less than your appetite, yani less than your hunger. If you eat more than this, then it would be a false intention, because eating too much or eating your full hunger, this causes laziness. So what was the first point we learned? Making good intentions. Subhanallah. Next, number two, it says that it is a sunnah to wash both your hands, yeah, up to the wrist, before and after the meal. One should also rinse the mouth and wash the lips. Furthermore, do not wipe the washed hands before eating. The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, making wuzu before and after the meal, yani washing the hands and the mouth, increases your sustenance and it keeps the shaitan away. So what did we learn here? That before and after eating, to do khane ka wuzu. Yeah? The wuzu for eating. Now this does not mean, the Madani channel viewers at home might be thinking, that does not mean before eating I have to do the full wuzu, wash my face, my arms, my feet. No. It does not mean this. Khane ka wuzu is washing of both your hands and rinsing of your mouth and washing of your lips. Yeah? And there is a great, great blessing in this. One hadith about that we heard, another, that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuman reports that the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, making wuzu before and after eating protects against destitution, and it is the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi wasallam. Yeah? Mazid, there is another beautiful narration that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, anyone who wishes that Allah azza wa jal increases goodness in his home. Who doesn't want blessings in the home? We all want goodness and blessings in our home. Anyone who wishes that Allah azza wa jal increases goodness in his home, he should make wuzu when food is served as well as when it is removed. And one final narration I mentioned in front of you, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that to make wuzu before eating is one good deed, and to make wuzu after eating is equivalent to two good deeds. For my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, a little bit of effort and look at the amazing reward. How many blessings it brings into your home, how much barakah it brings into your food. And it is again a sunnah of the beautiful messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whilst eating, everyone including Islamic sisters should observe a veil within veil. What does this mean? Parde me parda. Yani, when you're sitting to eat, cover yourself, whatever clothes you're wearing, your knees or your legs, with a chadar, like this chadar that I have here with me. So this is part of modesty, part of haya. The next that we learn is to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim prior to the first morsel that you eat. Yani to read Bismillah Sharif before eating, ye bhi ek sunnat hai. Also, it states here to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before the first, before the second and the third morsel of food that you eat. It also mentions here that to recite Bismillah loudly, apne Bismillah Sharif parni hai, you need to read it, but read it loudly so that those around you, it reminds them they will read Bismillah as well. So you will get the reward, and inshallah, they will get the reward for that as well. There is a particular dua that we can read for eating. So I'm going to mention it in front of you. If you don't learn this, if you don't know this already, try to learn it. It's a beautiful dua. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء يا حي يا قيوم. The translation of this is that I begin with Allah's name, with the blessing of whose name nothing on the earth nor in the skies can cause detriment to me, O the one who is ever alive. So if you don't know this dua already, I mentioned at the start of this book, Faizane Sunnat, the chapter Islamic Manners of Eating, this dua is written there. Try to purchase this and try to learn this dua as well. Now, one question that might arise is that I'm eating and I forget to recite Bismillah Sharif. And I'm hungry and I've started eating for whatever reason. I've forgotten to recite Bismillah Sharif. What should I do in that situation? It mentions here that if one forgets to recite Bismillah at the beginning, one should recite the following during the meal when he remembers. What should he recite? Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Phir sun le, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. And the translation of this is that I begin and end my meal with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is what to do if you forget to recite Bismillah Sharif at the beginning of your meal. Another blessing, a beautiful thing that we could act upon while we eat, is that to recite Ya Wajidu. Ya Wajidu. What is the benefit of this? If you recite it before every morsel, the food will become noor in your stomach and it will cure you from illnesses. Subhanallah. Again, what a beautiful thing for us to learn. Taking a little bit of effort, a little bit of knowledge, when we act upon that, what do we need to do while we're eating every morsel of food? Recite Ya Wajidu. This blessed name, this blessed zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, when we say it and we eat that morsel of food, in our stomach that will become noor and it will cure us from illnesses. What a beautiful thing for us to act upon. Madani channel viewers at home as well, as you're listening to this, make intention that we're going to remember this. Next time we sit down to eat, we're going to try to act upon this as well. It is preferable when you're eating to eat in a clay pot. Yeah, in Urdu we say mitti ke bartan. Yeah, clay pot. Angels visit the home where clay utensils are used. Yeah, who doesn't want angels to visit their home? This is again something we could act upon as well. It is a sunnah to eat at a dining mat laid on the floor. Do not eat whilst leaning against anything or without anything on your head. This is against the manners of eating. So what do we need to avoid? Leaning against something and eating whilst you're leaning. And the second thing is to eat with a bare head. Always have your head covered when you're eating. eat a little salt or something salty prior to and subsequent to eating the food, as this protects you against 70 diseases. Subhanallah. To eat something salty before and at the end of the meal. Another important thing, if you're having bread, for example, or if you're having roti, chapati, then it is a good practice to hold it with one hand and break it with the other hand. Yeah? Do not just break that roti or that chapati with one hand. Why? Because this is a sign of the arrogant people. What is the sunnat method? The sunnat method is to hold the bread or the roti in your left hand and to break it with the right hand. Also mentions here another ihtiyat, yani something for us to be careful about. Make a habit of breaking the bread above the plate that contains your food. Why? Because when you break bread, crumbs fall from the bread. And rather than those crumbs going to waste on the floor, if you break it on top of your plate, those crumbs will fall in your plate and you will eat them as well. What a beautiful way of saving food. Yeah? Because we don't know what part of the food will have the blessing or the barakah in it for us. And then finally it says to eat with the right hand, as eating, drinking, and taking and giving with the left hand, that is the practice of the shaitan, of the devil. Yeah? So we must try to do everything we do with our right hand. Alhamdulillah, that's a few sunnahs of eating that we learned. There are many more, inshallah, that we're going to learn as well. But I want to take a short break there. We're going to ask some of our brothers who are sat here with us now. If from the ones I've mentioned, if any you remember, if you can recall them, so that we can reinforce what we've already learned. Madani Channel viewers at home as well, this is your chance to think back, what have we just learned? What do I remember? The more you repeat something, the more you mention something, the stronger that will become in your mind.
Sure.
Yeah? So inshallah, we're going to repeat some of those that we've already learned. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Any sunnah that I mentioned that you remember, who would like to share one with us?
Making good intentions and performing the wudu before and after eating. The wudu for eating.
And what is the wudu for eating?
The wudu for eating is washing both hands,
yep,
up to the wrist, and washing the mouth and the lips.
Subhanallah. Yani we don't have to do the full wudu like we do for namaz. Yeah, just the wudu for eating. MashaAllah, well remembered. Is there any other brother who would like to share something with us? Yes, sir.
We learn something from this book. Manners of eating, that whenever you eat, eat with the right hand.
MashaAllah.
And eat with the three fingers, like your thumb, first finger and the middle finger.
MashaAllah.
And whenever you eat food, make sure break your roti on your salon. Then whatever you break your roti, yeah, the all the crumbs go to your salon, and then you could get the chance to eat the all crumbs as well.
MashaAllah. Yeah. So there's two reminders there that the brother gave us. Jazakallah Yasir bhai, that to eat with the right hand. And what we learned was the eating with the left hand and doing things and giving and taking with the left hand. This is the work. This is the habit of the devil. So we, alhamdulillah, as Muslims, as followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should do things with our right hand. And the other important, beautiful thing we learned was to break bread, break roti on top of the food or your plate, so that nothing goes to waste. Yeah, subhanallah, beautiful. Is there any other brother that would like to mention anything?
Breaking roti with one hand is a sign of the arrogant people, and to break with two hands is a sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And you would hold the bread or the roti in which hand and break with which hand?
You would hold it in your right hand and break with your left.
You would hold it in your left hand and break it with the right hand.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, this is the sunnat method. MashaAllah. Jazakallah Salih bhai. MashaAllah, well remembered as well. So alhamdulillah, this is kind of reinforcing the message of some of the sunnahs and some of the etiquettes of eating that we've learnt. As we move towards the summary, inshallah, our youngster Daniel bhai wants to share something with us as well. We'll listen to him and then we'll go to the summary for today's silsila, inshallah.
I have learnt that you need to always sit on the floor with the dynamo underneath you.
Subhanallah, mashaAllah. So next time you eat, Daniel, are you going to eat on the dining table or on the floor?
On the floor.
Why? Because this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah. We're not saying that it's haram to eat on a table, but what is sunnah is what is better for us. Yeah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our inspiration. He is the best role model, and we will follow his example. And success lies in following his example as well. So coming towards the summary, my dear Sami brothers, you know, the purpose of learning these etiquettes, the purpose of learning these sunnahs, is for us to try to, in our lives, follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this brings a lot of blessings. This will bring a lot of blessings in our home as well. Especially here in the countries like the UK, in the United States, in South Africa, and I guess probably all around the world. As time has gone on, as technology has advanced, we have become very busy in our lives. Yeah? People work long hours, people work different shifts, and that family time at home that people used to have maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago, we don't have that same mahol in our homes anymore. One way of bringing that back is to reattach ourselves with the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To sit at home with our family on the floor, on a dining mat, and to eat together. Yeah? This will bring so many blessings in our home. And I want to finish by mentioning a couple of narrations, and from this all of us should make some good intentions as well. A companion came and he narrated that once a person said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "We eat, yet we are not satisfied. We are not satiated with that food that we eat." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, "Then you must be eating individually, yani on your own." And they replied, "Yes." The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, "Eat sitting together and recite Bismillah. There will be blessing in your food." Yeah, so we learn the importance of eating together, not just eating on our own in front of the TV, you know, having ordered a pizza and completely by ourselves in our bedroom. Yeah, we need to avoid those things. We need to stay with our family. And another blessing of eating together. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Allah azza wa jal sees a Muslim eat at a dining mat, sitting along with his wife and his children, he azza wa jal is pleased by this action, such that when they eat together, Allah Azza wa Jal sees them with mercy and He forgives them before they separate.
Allah.
What a beautiful blessing, my dear Sami brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, of eating at home with your family, with your children, eating according to the sunnah. And when you are sat together eating, you could revise some of these sunnahs that we've learned today. And alhamdulillah, this is what Dawat Islami is trying to achieve, trying to revive the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring the beauty of that, bring the fragrance of that into our lives. Because no doubt, by following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, success will lie with that. And inshallah, he will be our savior on the day of judgment, and he is our role model in this life as well. And that is the purpose of this silsila. I hope, I pray that all of us have had something to learn today. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the tawfiq, the opportunity to act upon what we've learned and to share it with others as well. Inshallah, we will be back with you again in this silsila when we will cover some more etiquettes, some more manners of eating. Today we've learned a few, but there are many more for us to learn. So inshallah, in the next silsila when you join us, you'll have the opportunity to learn more of them as well. May Allah azza wa jal give us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم